I'm with Jan, one of our short-term foster volunteers from Lugna. Jan, can you tell us why you decided to get involved with Blue Cross?
Yes, of course. Yes. All my life I've been working with animals or enjoying animals as a hobby, as a pastime. I've been very passionate about them over the years, obviously. And I just felt that I really wanted to put something back to them. I was aware that, you know, it's not good for some animals out there. They have no homes or they're neglected, abused, etc. So I wanted to be able to help and put something back into the animal world, so to speak. I chose Blue Cross. I actively sought out, you know, a very good charity. I really believe in their ethos. They, you know, have got great rehoming processes and policies. They look after the animals' needs. They also make sure as well that potential adopters are the right adopter, the right family for those animals. So I really agree with the Blue Cross's, you know, ethoses and on how they make sure that, you know, the rehoming process, adoption process is as good as it can possibly be.
And in terms of your other commitments, how does volunteering fit in with those?
Well, it's fantastic because if you have the animal in your home, obviously you have other commitments and you have work commitments and other things you have to do. However, because, you know, you control that sort of like your schedule, so to speak, as long as you're there for certain times with that animal and fulfill its basic, you know, welfare needs and its all its other needs, its psychological needs, etc., and you're doing as best as you can for that animal, it fits in great because you have that flexibility, as I say, to work your own schedule.
And who have you got in care at the moment?
We have Stella at the moment, who is an 11-year-old, bless her little heart, lead girl, cat. And she was pregnant, and Easter Saturday she gave birth to 4 baby kittens.
Excellent.
And because obviously it was near the royal princess's birth, they've been called George, Elizabeth, Charlotte and Louis, and they're absolutely fantastic fun. They're great. So it's, you know, it's a really, with this volunteering process, it's fantastic because, you know, some people might, you know, you obviously want to go on holiday with your own pets. You have to make provisions for your own pets to be looked after. But as a volunteer with Blue Cross, you know that you have the flexibility to say, yeah, you know, I'm going away for a couple of weeks. You know, obviously I can't take an animal for that period of time. But you have that backup, that support, you know, knowing that those animals will then be looked after for you while you're away. So it's a great, you know, it's a great way of having an animal, looking after an animal in your home. Obviously you have got commitments to that animal at the time, but you've also got the flexibility to get on with other things as well.
Sure,
with the support of the charity behind you.
I mean, in terms of your role, it's really important that you foster animals at home, because it means that we have more room in our sites to look after.
Absolutely,
animals.
Yes, yes, definitely, yeah. You know, you're not just looking after one animal or helping one animal. You know, I mean, with Stella, for instance, we've got 5 animals up there now, but also as well, the space that we have now created in the centre by having Stella in our home, that means they can help another animal actually in the centre. So it's a double win-win situation.